How did Jesus rescue the whole world if he died? It wasn't supposed to end like that. But who said it was the end of the story? Just before the sun rose on the third day, God sent an angel from heaven to Jesus' tomb. The soldiers guarding his tomb fell down in fear. The angel rolled away the stone guarding the tomb and sat on top of it. As the sun was waking up, Mary Magdalene and other women headed to Jesus' tomb to wash his body. As they reached the tomb, they noticed something crazy. It was open. They looked inside, and his body was gone. Then the angel said, "Don't be scared." But they were. Then the angel asked why were they looking for Jesus in a tomb. "Jesus isn't dead anymore," the angel said joyfully. They were shocked, feeling like they'd been awakened from a nightmare. How could it be true? Jesus was dead. How could he be alive? Just then, Jesus came to Mary. She thought he was a gardener and said, "I don't know where Jesus is." But Jesus knew where she was, and he had found her. "Mary," he said, and she knew it was Jesus. She fell to the ground in worship. He sent her to tell the others that he is alive. Mary ran quickly and excitedly. Was God really making everything sad, even death, come untrue? She wondered. God really was. Jesus stayed with his disciples for 40 days on earth, appearing to over 500 different people. Then God took Jesus back up to heaven, where he is now sitting at God's right hand. For anyone who believes what Jesus said and what he did, for anyone who says yes to Jesus, God will give them this wonderful gift, to be born into a whole new life, to be who God made them to be, to have their relationship with God made right. All who believe in Jesus can live in expectant hope that he is coming back to make everything new. The most amazing thing about this story? It's true, and it's your story too.